One of the melachos in Shabbos is melachos lisha. It's one of the harder melachos. My notes, when I finished to learn lisha, I've written down on the bottom, "Amalti echkomo v'yirechoyko v'meni." The Akdome of the Iglei Tal, he writes down, about the Sefer, and he writes down that in Melchutz and Melechus Lisha, I written there a Svore legabei Rach, Lilo Sorako, I'm not so sure if the Svore is Klor. The Rebbe says that it's a skoma from the Iglei Tal, and chutz from that, it's klal, and everything is glad. It says, it's one svora in Lisha, I've written the Iglei Tal, I'm not so sure if the svora is glad. So I'm not sure. So, I say the Iglei Tal also, Lisha was... What is the melachas Lisha? Lisha is better to mix. So the real lisha is, you take flour, you pour water inside, and you make it to become a dough. This is called lisha. Lav dafka dough, that you turn dough to become water. I'm sorry, and water with flour that becomes a isa. Shekech. Huadin, and flour, it's a flour. I mean, flour kemach, not flour. You mix it, it becomes a dough. Amish panim chadoshes. Could be a lisha that is not panim chadoshes. For example, you have eggs, a mashed egg. You take mayonnaise and you mix it together, it becomes one piece. It's also kind of lisha. So lisha doesn't have to be that it turns to dough, that your mamish can see the flour, it changes the face, and it becomes like a dough. You can have lisha if little pieces that become together. We'll see later. Lisha is not only in food. As Chazal say, if you take water with teat, and you make cement, it's also called lisha. It's a lisha. Now, we'll see, and lisha is a couple of melachas. I want to explain a couple of things. People think that lisha is not so nagah to them. They know not to do cakes in Shabbos. Yeah? The mushroom. To mix ketchup with mayonnaise in Shabbos. Yeah? Shemazaman hold. It's like eating chicken and milk together. Same aveir. If you did it, you go get together. You didn't know till now. But now you know. There's a lot of things you didn't know till now. Maybe some Rabbanim Amatik. We'll see. Or to make chayim with mayonnaise. Also. Go to the next room and get him. Some people think that it's mutter. We'll see. Yeah, but you have to know. People think it's not negah to them. To make kosla in Shabbos. You don't have to make kosla in Shabbos or not. Some people take, you know, soup nuts and they mix it with ketchup and they eat it. It's got a very geschmack. Yeah. So there's nothing else to eat. I'm saying it's, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. To make a tuna salad, take out a tuna, put some mayonnaise, and you mix it. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. You have rice. You have to put in ketchup. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. You want to put some gravy on. Some people, you know, the nervous people, take a challah, they play with it, it becomes a ball. Yeah? So they rise to the rabbanu to do it in Shabbos. To eat cereal in Shabbos, you're allowed to? America is eat cereal. It's mamash lisha. Yeah? You put the water in the, if you put the water in the milk in the cornflakes, you leave it for half an hour. What happens? It becomes normal milk. Who drank it? It becomes like a mush, mamash like lisha. You're allowed to eat it. In Europe, people eat like instead of a cereal, instead of cornflakes, they put like a kind of Weetabix, they call it. In Europe, they eat it. It's like a piece. When I learned with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, we discussed, you have these yogurts, and they call it milky. I don't know if you know what it is. You have white whip in the top, and the bottom you have black, brown. It's gishmak, right? That is gishmak. You're allowed to mix it in Shabbos or not? When I was living with Shmir Shabbos, I couldn't explain him, so I ran down to the store and I bought one. He asked, what'll be with it? I said, I'll eat it at that, don't worry. You're allowed to, you're not allowed to. He told me, you're not allowed to mix it in Shabbos. But if you don't want to go to Gerim, Lisha. Same thing, the natural person, you tell him not to drive a car in Shabbos, he also looks at you like that. And he accepts it. When he becomes Baal Teshuva. Right? Put a dab 3 times a day, it looks impossible to make a bracha every day. So some people didn't know Lisha. So now there were no Lisha. It's one of the Rametes Melochas. It's the same Isur like putting on a light in Shabbos. There's no difference. Melochas Lisha, Melochas Marim. This is not Melochas, but it's called Melochas Lisha. Now, it's a couple things that are also in Lisha. The Gemara brings down to put the water into the flour without mixing it. It's also. Machlek is tanoim if it's also midaraisa or also midarabanan. After you put it in, is it isul to mix? It's also a lisha. So you turn it to become a dough. To put the water into the flour without mixing it, we said it's a machlekes. We're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Choyshu shel tzeisu de'erais. Chazal say to put water inside linen. I don't know how they call it in English. You know, linen is pishta, and these little brown things, the seeds. There's a name for it.
Flaxseed.
Yeah. What?
Flaxseed.
Not what you do like that. Maybe it's how. What color is it?
Brown.
Brown. It's called garinei pishtan in Hebrew. It's not. It's what? Flaxseed.
Flaxseed.
Yeah, that's the name. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to put it in water in Shabbos. Because the way you put it in, you soak it, and slowly, slowly it becomes like a mush. So Be'etzim would be a issue to put cornflakes inside milk in Shabbos for the same reason, Be'etzim. But the answer is, you don't want it to stick. You don't want it to become a mush. But if for a reason you want it to become like that, some people they like to eat it. They put the milk inside, it becomes like a mush, and then they like to eat it. The Miriam have all different kind of people. This you're not allowed to do in Shabbos. This is a melocha de raisa. It's a melocha de raisa. This is called lisha. He's not mixing. He's just pouring the milk. And I'm saying it, I saw, when I was in Europe, I saw this kind of, I think it's a Weetabix, it's kind of ma'acholim, that this is the way they do it. It's made to eat like a mush. I'm saying, it's different kinds, it's hard to answer. Some are not meant to eat like a mush. Some are meant to eat like a mush. You have these kind of things?
Oatmeal.
What? Oatmeal, for sure. Oatmeal you're not allowed to do in Shabbos, for sure. So, loimi boye, if you mix it, so oatmeal, I think you have to mix it a little bit. But the idea of oat milk, you don't have to mix it. You just pour it with hot milk, and you leave it a little bit, and it becomes like a mush. It's very geschmack to eat it like that. So that is, so for sure to mix it, it's lash. There's no question about it. But even if it doesn't need a mix, if you just put it there, and it sits, and becomes like a mush, then the kula alma is a melocha deraisa. What? It's a melocha deraisa. So the issue to put the water in, even without mixing, if it will bring us to that kind of pe'ula, that turns it to become like a mush. Now, even if we said as a issue, not only mixing, even putting the water into the flour, says Machlek is the rice of the Rabbanah. We said it becomes a mush without mixing, so for sure it's the issue to put it in. But we said it's the issue to put the water into the flour. But you're allowed to put mayonnaise into fish. I want to explain. What I mean. The issue of putting the mayonnaise on top of the tuna fish is no issue. Even if the issue to pour water inside the flour. Why? No, listen carefully. I'm not saying you're allowed to mix the tuna with the mayonnaise. But water, you put it on the flour, it goes into the flour. Even if some people want to say that in our days, the flour is different from the old days, it doesn't go into the flour just moves. Only when you mix it, mamash goes in. A mayonnaise doesn't go in. I'll explain to the Moshe. My kids know you're not allowed to mix mayonnaise and ketchup and Shabbos. They know you're not allowed to use mayonnaise and chrein. Yeah. Yiddish kids in Yerushalayim. So what I do, so oy by chreinus, oy by dressing before Shabbos with ketchup and mayonnaise. Or if you didn't manage to do that, you take a piece of fish, you dip it a little bit, you put a little bit of chrein, then you put on top of it mayonnaise, and then you eat it. And the mouth that mixes together. So the same taste, but answer. Yeah, and inside the mouth is no problem. Even if you move your teeth, you want it to mix. It's mutam, b'derech achilui. Why I'm saying it? So ask the kid, but I'm not allowed to put water inside flour, or how am I allowed to put the mayonnaise and the ketchup? That's what kids every time ask me. So how are you doing it? You put ketchup, mayonnaise, and then it's not a problem. It's not, this is not called mixing. Because it doesn't mix. Only when you mix it, it mixes. Midoiraise is also blilo avo. Midrabonon even blilo rako. I will explain. Watery completely, the Chazanish said it's not called lisha. Chazanish said, what is blilo avo that doesn't pour? I will explain. Peanut butter. It's blilo avo. To make it, to take peanuts, to grind them, and to put oil to make it to become peanut butter. Later we'll speak about sometimes you open the can of the peanut butter and you have some oil on top. Not in the good companies, yeah? The good companies, what they do is there's a special kind of chemical that they put that the oil doesn't run away. Till 20 years ago, this chemical was made from treif. It had to be a special place to get it kosher. Today, you could get it also not from... It's a kind of starch. Especially when you go to the store and you buy soda, Coke, or Spring. You don't see water on top and yellow on the bottom, right? The bottom looks good. That needs a little shaking. But, right, you go to the very schwache kind of drinks. You might see water. Yeah? Once you make petal, leave it for 5 hours, the red will go down. It's a kind of chemical. I met tonight the head of the Ashkochev, Rabbanut Mahal in Yerushalayim. I met a couple of hours with him. have to go somewhere for Shabbos, and I was not asking to go, only a couple of mashgichim that will come and they will do special cooking for me for that place. I'm honest, I have to be somewhere. So I had a meeting with the mashgichim, the special mashgich with me. The mind is most of the things they will have to cook me separate anyway. This one came out in the end. So they will do it. But so he was telling me when he was a bacher, he was learning in a yeshiva. And he said himself what he would do with the whole chevre. The yeshiva was near the mir. It was near the Israeli bachim. And he would go to the kaisal. Then they would stop. They would learn here in the Bismarck for a couple of hours. They would still chant. Then they would go to the yeshiva. So they didn't know halachos. They said they would take the chant. They would mix it, k'may shetzorich, megis. And the mir was good kishka, it was good meat. And the yeshiva was potatoes in the chant. Yeah, after a couple of weeks, someone mastered on them, and it stopped. But years later, he chopped at the maize, megis. It was not megis gomer, the food was not ready yet. It was big pots of Shabbos. It was mamish megis on the fire. Yeah? So it could be he asked for the food. B'shegeg, ikar adin asur lo yivu l'achay. No one chopped. So he said that he learned in the yeshiva. And that yeshiva that day was everyone. Was good bochim, kanoim, everything. One morning he wakes up and they go to the dining room. It was Chevron. Chevron then was here. And he sees plates are flying out of the kitchen with margarine. The plates were flying. Because the kanoim were throwing all the plates. It was margarine. Hechsher Rabbanut Chaifa. So, as the Kanoi, what happened? Treif Chazir, was gates out of Treif Chazir? He said, Treif Chazir, what could be so bad already in margarine? Yeah, Baragan, no, Treif Chazir, Treif Chazir. So he told me he met his friend Mamish recently. He became mature, his friend became mature. And he told his friend, by the way, I want to tell you, you told me that Treif Chazir, I want to tell you that you were right. He said, what keeps the oil and the margarine with the egg is that kind of chemical. They had, in that days, 40, 50 years ago, they didn't have natural. It was from animals. It was not from kosher animals. They got it from the joint, and there was people that were mad at it. I said, yeah, you're right, it's a gibbet to animals. It was from elephants or from pigs, it's good luck from what animals it was done. But it was not made from animals. So, this is the reason the oil goes up. We'll see later inside the peanut butter, just to explain why the oil. But Mikol Makoim, I asked that Choshevitz, it's a very Choshev hotel. I asked all the Mashgichim at the end if I could ask you now some questions. I said, yes. I said, I could get a salt shaker. I said, yeah. I said, salt shaker, everything is okay. Well, I said, you see rice inside? So when you shake it, the rice doesn't come out. It's shalif and boil. So you write that you take out the rice, that you want the salt to come out, it's Euch Medech says, but it's Keli. It's Mechleik is a Poiskim, Shem Zalman, and different, if you're allowed to do it in Shabbos or not. So, okay, this Shabbos and your table, there's no rice in it. And it's not the point I anyway know about it, and I open the salt shaker, and I never use a salt shaker at all talk for Shabbos. I said, I'm Jewish. But I said, but you could change, you know, how much people are using the salt shaker. I said, it's a shayla. But so when I was in a meeting in the OU in Manhattan, I made all the rabbanim there. I asked if it was a bottle of cherries. I saw in Toronto, I was there somewhere for Shabbos and a Kiddush. And they served it like a kind of drink. They have like blueberries inside a bottle. When you pour it out, it's a very choshev bottle. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about? What?
I heard.
So, but then when you pour it, the berries don't go out. Shabbos, you're allowed to use it in Shabbos. But the reason was the Shabbos, the kashrus and the barrel means also Shabbos, only means during the week. The emotional, when they have a kashrus and bread, it says Pesach. Saying, what was the other side there? He says, it's kosher, Shabbos. It's a different Shabbos. Mikol Mekoyim, we have three blilas. Blilo avo, that doesn't pour like peanut butter. Blilo rako is pudding. It's a blilo rako. Oatmeal could be a blilo rako. You could pour it, you know, some. What else? Blilo rako could be ketchup. Is blilo rako? I think main is blilo avo. I think. What am I? The very shvachy ketchups for sure, blilo rako. I'm saying, even the better ones, I think, are blilo rako. And then you have that it's stam kol l'moshe to mix petal inside water or coffee. Bederech klal. Well, see, the problem with coffee is some people like to have choshev coffee. What they do is they put a little bit from the coffee, from the mud. And they mix it with a little bit of milk. They mix it a lot, becomes very choshev. Then you add. It's a good way to do it, yeah? That in Shabbos you're not allowed to do. Because when you mix it in the beginning, this is lush. Because mamash like mud. You're right, later when you add more coffee, it's not a problem. Something some little kids when they do cocoa in Shabbos. Right? So how you do it? If you want to do it good, yeah? So you put a little, you know, you drink a lot, then you know you have like some areas that when it pops, you get the powder, yeah? I was a kid, I don't know how things are today, but so I remember, I don't know, if you didn't mix it good, you know, you would find a little bit of powder, no? So how you do it? So all you mix it and then you take it to the side and you bump all the bubbles. Or when you start, you mix very strong. That could be mamash lisha. I see every time when you go to camps and you see these kids, you know, they're standing near the side and filling up the cups the whole time. And they mamash like to do it like a lot of chocolate inside. It's mamash lisha. Mamash lisha. Could be cut neichel levelis, mechil lafrisha. The same thing is, again, not only in the coffee and the cocoa. I know from my rebbes and from my daughters, you know, a lot of salads today the world are into salads with choshev dressing. Every salad they dress and add their dressing. Now, to prepare this dressing, this is the umnus. The umnus of the noshim is to prepare the dressing of the salads. Now, I saw a lot of times when they prepare the dressings, what is the dressing? So now they don't take the salad and pour the oil inside and the sugar. They have like a little area where they do the dressing, like a little container. And then with that, they put it in the salads. When they start to do the dressings, they put sugar, oil, all different things. The mamash mix it. Slowly they add more. And like this comes out a regular dressing. That you can't do in Shabbos. Solution. No, my kids, the dressings they prepare before Shabbos. Or if they prepare it a lot, that is not a liquidy. But if it's not liquidy, it's a problem. Now, so even that these things later, for example, I'll give you what is very nagah, soon we'll speak about the shinui. That is the shinui, we'll have a lot of kids. And they prepare a bottle for the kids. So the second we'll speak for the shinui. The bottle of the kid, you have the same problem. You don't want, you know, you have powder, milk powder, baby. And you add water, you mix it, and you give it to the kid to drink. So there it's easy, you know, you shake it, chazak. But what would be if you have powder, and you pour a little bit of milk inside, a little bit of water, not milk, you pour water inside, yeah? You pour water inside. Now, because you don't want it to be powder for the kid, you might want it to be soft, so you put a little bit of powder, milk, shake it chazak chazak, and then you add. That is lisha. Because a little bit of water inside powder is lisha. What you have to do is, or we'll see to put the water before, as we'll see in a second in Gabishinui, or to pour it very quickly with a lot to get it. So then right away it becomes liquid. Even that, sometimes in the bottom we could have some problems. We'll get to that. To mix two kinds of salads, this is basically the ketchup and the mayonnaise, the chaynas, Erbach says that it's also. He says you're not allowed to put honey inside cheese, soft cheese. He says in Shmir Shabbos was a food that was called zabda. The bottom it says you take cheese with chocolate spread and you mix it. I think in the old days there was no money not to salt, this is what they ate. He says it was a very common food. Even to take cottage cheese, to mix it inside soft cheese. Not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Why? It's lush. It says sugar you're allowed to put it. And leaven. He wants to tell the Shmir Shabbos about to put sugar inside cream cheese is also, it's a chiddush. B'shem Ramesha Feinstein, Ramesha said ketchup with mayonnaise, you're allowed to. Cottage with different cheese, you're allowed to. Why? They claim the isur lisha is you take water and you take flour and the water sticks the flour together. The water sticks the flour together. Mashiach, when you take ketchup and mayonnaise, nothing is sticking. It's the ketchup with the mayonnaise gets one. Mechatez, it's called lisha. Some want to say it's another heter that is called tikkun meichel. I will explain in a second. Chazal said, Dvorim shebrilosom avo, you're not allowed to do in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make dough in Shabbos. What would be if it's Shasat Chak? That you can't do it in Erev Shabbos, because it will lose the taste, the kind of coleslaw, kind of salad that you can't prepare before Shabbos. Or that you forgot. Or for a kid. So Chazal b'matir to do b'shinui. What is the shinui the Chazal b'matir? So, like this. In Bli Lo Avo Lekatchile, you're not allowed to do it in Shabbos. Why? Because it's an Issu. If you have to. So Chazal said to do two Zachar. First, to do the Lisha B'Shinui. What is B'Shinui? Other with a finger. Or with a fork, back and forth. Back and forth. Shti ve'erev. Not to mix. And also slowly, not strong. Back and forth. Over the finger. Another head of the Pesach Migdal, if you do a little bit, a little bit. So you have to know, not in everything, a little bit is a shimri. Also, they said, lekatchile, to also change the way you normally do it. If, for example, normally, lamazogim, you put the flour and then you put the water. So in Shabbos, if you will have to do it, you'll put first the water and then the flour. If lamazogim, you have to do blilo ava, we'll call it a tuna salad. So you'll have to mix it, shtivere. And also, lamazogim, normally, I think most people, they put first the tuna, then the mayonnaise, right? They don't put mayonnaise and then they put tuna. You put mayonnaise and then you put tuna? No. So then Shabbos, you put first the mayonnaise and then the tuna. And then you mix it slowly.
Just if it's 1-1, or you could do three straight, three slanty. Right? Just a fugue mixing.
I'm not sure. I think maybe two, yes, three, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Is there a good one? But not that a lot lines. There's to be a mix. Now, when something was already mixed together, you're allowed to add. Like we said, you're allowed to put the oil back into the peanut butter. It's not called lisha. Only if the water really left all of the peanut butter and it became hard and crunchy, and it's already pieces, and now you're adding back the oil, so again, you're doing lisha. This is in Blilosoy Avo. Now, there's a big problem. We're going yet on Blilosoy Avo. To mix chant and Shabbos. You allowed to mix chant and Shabbos or not? Moshe, my mother serves chant. She puts the barley separate, the potatoes separate, the meat separate. Everyone likes different things. Let's do it. A lot of people, I think maybe even my Rebbetzin. Rebbetzin does something in between. The B.H. also, my mother also. So I think the potatoes with the barley she puts together and the meat she puts separate. It's in Eishtem. A little bit like her chant, a little bit like my parents' chant. Some people fuck out. The ganze chefze is chopped. If the barley is here and the potato is here, before they take it out, they give a mix. And it becomes one big mush. You allowed to do it in Shabbos? I'm not asking if it's a mevasha, it's a lisha. Ketchup and mayonnaise is also mevusha katzorka. Ketchup and mayonnaise is also mevusha katzorka.
Children
spread
the ganze
chefze
before Shabbos.
No, I said again, if it's already mixed, yeah. But some people it's not. Horaye. My mother manages to take it out. It's not one chefze. You're right. Some people, the whole Friday, they mix. You want to ask them where they are. They're preparing junk. Yeah, that's the reason they don't come Friday morning. Some of them start to mix it tonight already. Yeah? They're mixing it. So then you're right. But if it's not mixed, but they want to serve it like you. They want to serve it mixed. The Mishnah Berurah says you're allowed to, but not the koyach. Now, the Shiloh, why? Why are you allowed to? Chazon Ish says, Kevan Shu Mevusho Vektsasrach Vektsas Mashkim Yeshboy Ze Mafki Hashem Lishe. If his mom is drying out. And the Mishnah Berurah is Mashma, that it's Tikkun Maichon. It's not called lisha. This is the way they eat the chant. Flour and water is the reason some wanted to say that ketchup and mayonnaise is midin tikkun maichol. It's not really to mix it. Flour and water is to mix it. Egg salad. The whole chavtza is to be one. Chant, it's not that a chant needs to be with the barley. This is the way you serve it. Where's the nafkimi? You have rice. Without the put on ketchup to make it one. Again, sometimes you put a little bit of gravy on, but it's only to give a taste. And sometimes the rice is not get spread on the tray, and the gravy mamish makes it like one, or the ketchup mamish makes it. You put the ketchup and it becomes like one. You're not trying to make the rice balls. I ate today in the morning rice. Then I ate rice. No one was in the house. My wife prepared a pot of rice. Yeah? It was no taste, yeah? So then I had to put salt. I didn't know, yeah? So I put ketchup. Then I started to mix it. And I saw where I mixed became like much like little mountains. And the rest was like laying there separately. Everyone was laying on the side. In the middle one, I felt like Yankov Avinu. So, L'choyu say, it's lash. And after the Shabbos, it's bein again. Okay, some people think they don't bring a ketchup out to the table, the whole Dishkin Shabbos thing. Say that. But, they could bring it in little plates. So what is the tzad of this mutter? If you has dishes, no heter. It's not something with vushel. It's dry, it's when it's mamish dry. Film is the boy you're allowed to. Why? What is the love of this? It's tikkun amaycho. Why did tikkun amaycho? When we say tikkun amaycho, we don't say tikkun amaycho. Here, you're not bringing the ketchup to the rice and trying to make it one. Lo yitzur, you will have a shooting machine that could shoot the ketchup on every one piece of rice, a little bit ketchup. It's no problem. When you used to numbers on ketchup with rice, gishmak. Yeah? And they're laying, is the problem in serving the rice? No. So the purpose of the, it's not a mice of sticking. Ketchup and mayonnaise, you want to make it a mix. This is the pu'ula. The pu'ula is to make rainness. And when you order, I want rice with ketchup. And they will serve it to you, it'll be very nice rice and ketchup, and they will not be stuck together. You say, I'm sorry, I didn't get the right portion. You got the right portion. It's not... I'm just explaining, this is the svor of Tikkun HaMaycho. Same thing, the svor is in the Gabi the Chant. That is, it's hard to say, it's not that you need to stick, you want that the Chant and barley, everyone will be near each other, yeah? Not that you want that there'll be pieces of Chant. You just want that everyone will meet when he eats everything. It's not trying to make something new. When you make coleslaw, coleslaw already is something in between. Because the idea is to make that kind of salad. You have to know if it's considered one piece of an egg salad. The whole idea is that it's that you smooth it, that it's smooth, it's a tuna salad, yeah? It's not that you want little pieces of tuna with mayonnaise. This is the way you make it. The cheftz of the tafshil is that it's stuck together with the mayonnaise. The chefetz of a dish with rice, it's not that it's stuck with ketchup. It's only tikkun HaMaycho. This is the reason, mishtabure, it could be mutter. Now, blilo sorako, Chazal will matter to do it b'shinui. Blilo sorako, we also said b'shinui, but then it's only if you're stuck, if you need it for a kid. Blilo sorako, they will matter. But you have to do fakert. You have to mishana the seder. But also, Yeshana said on the Sinas HaChomorim, Kilema, Im HaSachoyim puts the mashke inside the dry, water and flour, or the opposite, Shabbos Yodu Fakert. Eilu Yisrael HaKavua, Yitin Es HaMashke B'Torich HaChomer HaYovish. There's no Seder, you put the liquid in the dry. ומכל מקום יקפיד ליטן אסכול המשקה בחומר היובש בבס אחס, pour it in one go, ולא יפסיק בשעס השפיכו, כדי שהבלילה תהיה רק ומתחילו והצויפו. Because if not, in the beginning it's bli lo avo. So it's not called the shinui. We'll go by it. And also when you mix it, you do it with the shinui. So again, you have to know, a lot of times in bottles of kids, you have to know. If it's one big piece and you have to shake it till it gets soft, so if it gets very soft, it's not a problem. Now, you're not allowed to take little vegetables and put mayonnaise to make them to become one. But if you have big pieces, even that they're a little bit touching each other with the mayonnaise, but they're not one. If you put a lot of mayonnaise, maybe they'll become like one. But you have a lot of pieces, and you have mayonnaise. Some say even a potato salad. Even if it's a bit mayonnaise, but it's not one. It stays pieces of potato. The guy takes the fork and takes out pieces. If he wants.
Coleslaw is called small?
What?
Coleslaw is called small,
or
it's called pieces?
Coleslaw is not, it's called small. Some say because of the big stripes. As Sunday Ocha Shabbos brings down, they have, you know, the yeshiva and the sir that they take the second day. They take, you know, carrots, and they add something and they serve it. You're allowed to add that. So they claim yes, because even after that it's mixed together, it's not like one. It looks like hair. But it doesn't look like it's a piece. Is that what I'm saying? The problem is these things are very, very bedak as the kinyanim. You're right that it has sauce and it comes together, and if you pick it up, it comes like a piece. But no one sees that they're stuck. They do a lot of, it's like sliced very small. Sometimes you have a salad and you put mayonnaise and it mamish becomes like one. That is also to do in Shabbos. Now, you mash a banana. I'm not discussing. You mash the banana. You want to give it to a kid. You're not allowed to take the mashed banana with its little pieces and put it inside a yogurt and make for the kid. I want to explain. Lamazogan, you want to give the kid some bananas and you take pieces of banana and you put it inside a yogurt and the kid is. It's not a problem. You didn't make it one. You just made pieces of yogurt inside the banana. Banana inside the pieces of yogurt. It's like you put soup nuts inside a soup. A guy wants to eat soup nuts inside the cheese. A cream cheese, not cortons, yeah? So he puts some cortons inside. Why? He wants to have a crunchy feeling when he bites. Right? Because some people say, even though it's a moitzi, you don't have to make a moitzi in it. You don't take a sheyesh boy. That's the crunch. He's not looking for the eating, he wants to feel crunchy. Now, this guy is no shaykh, it's delisha. What he wants there to be a lot of crunches, a lot of bumps, yeah? He's not trying to stick the pieces together. The opposite. If it gets all stuck together, he spoiled the whole zach. Person puts a lot of mandalach inside his soup. So his mamish becomes like almost like conflicts after an hour, yeah? So they stuck. So again, forget when it gets like that, it becomes soggy, it's not gishmak. And he put a lot of mandalach, a lot of soup nuts. Say it, but again, that is not a mice of mixing it together. A lot of these things are, but now, you have a banana, and you mixed it. So you're not allowed to add, for the mix, cheese and that to make it one. Now, Zag de Chazanish is liquid inside the banana. You mash the banana, that means like you mash it with a fork. Now you want to make like little balls. You're allowed to or not? The banana was spread on a plate, you mushed it, now you want to put it together. It gets stuck together with the liquid of the banana. Chaznish says he allowed. I want to ask you, it's important to speak about this Chaznish or not? You're sure it's important? Why is it important?
Because
What?
Yuchma.
Oh. He said, well, he said it's mutter.
Yeah, then it's choshev.
No, why is it choshev? How much times you mix the banana?
Never.
Never. I want to show you. Every Shabbos you do it, I want to show you. So I'll show you in a second. I want to explain it. Think I'm still busy with the banana? Moshe said, in our days, you already buy a banana jars ready. I know, yeah. My days, you push the banana. Then we put it inside the jar. We're the ones that made the jars, yeah? Gerber, I don't know how they call these companies, yeah? Why? You're mixing it in the own liquid. So the Chazon Ish says you're allowed to. The Chazon Ish said you're allowed to. This Chazon Ish. נמצא שמותו לאודם למייך בננה עד שתהופך למעין בלילו כמו שמחנו ביודיס ולא יוסיף כל משקה ואיכל אלא על פי התנועים שיבואו לעלם וכן יש מתירים לא לוש פירורי מאפה שאופוי מכבר שכן אין אלש במקרים אלו אלו מנכות בלבד Now go and be the Shmir Shabbos Kilchosom, Shmazam said, maybe it's also. It's a parashat if he asked it also banana like a trile, or at least crumbs. He said to take crumbs and to mix them together, it's lash. And why they stick to each other? Put two standards in each other, they will not stick to each other. What makes these two crumbs stick to each other? The water that is inside it makes it to stick. I remember that when we learned Lash, we had a Shaila, the fittest Chumre of Shnum Zalm. It's only to take a couple crumbs. Sometimes you take just the inside, the challah, and you play with it, and you make it like a match. Yeah? Like a string. It's also, or could be it's a shtickle better. A person mashes a banana, and then he takes the pieces. So this is the Chazon Ish said it's muta, and Rabbi Zalman was misupik about it. Take crumbs, and you make them a suffix. Mashenke. When you have the same piece himself, could be it's different. I'm saying, it's better that aloha banana is very nagia to us. The Katkhila not to do it. And the Chashavis brings down the Gabi Kosler, he's Mesupik. If it's called Salat Kruve Gezel, leaves, cabbage, and carrots. Roy Leachinim Erev Shabbos. Vim Lo Yechinim Erev Shabbos, Ayin Eore. So he says, L'chure, what is the heter? So he's been saying here, that could be, it's not called lishe. You have to know if these things are mamish considered lishe. We said before. Lemaise, egg salad, we take an egg, we mash it, and then we put some onions, and then we put oil to do it b'shinui. What is the shinui? Instead of putting the oil into the egg, you put the oil at the bottom, you put the egg on top of it. And then you start to mix b'shinui. So again, the heter of egg to do it in Shabbos was be'ikir, because we said that if you can't do it before Shabbos, so you're allowed to do it in Shabbos, and if it's not fresh, it gets off. So mainly you're allowed to do it in Shabbos. Someone will say, that's mevushal, if you're the swan, the mevushal is no lisha. So, you have to put the oil, then to put the tuna. But if you put in mayonnaise, how you do it? Yeah, if you make an egg salad, you have with oil, and we have with mayonnaise. So the one with oil, you put the oil, then you put in eggs, and then you mix it slowly. The one with mayonnaise, how you do? You can do how you want. I'll explain. About the mixing, you have to do b'shtivel. But you're allowed to put the mayonnaise on tuna, because putting mayonnaise on tuna is not ma'ase lisha. There's no din to mishane b'shas nesine. This is what we said before, because they're not mixing inside. Quaker, we said, is omit, all these things, is lisha. So if you have to do it b'shinui, in the way you put it, and also to do b'shtivel. Shmuzam and Oyerbach hold you're not allowed to do pudding in Shabbos and not to do jelly in Shabbos. You know how you do pudding? You don't know how you do pudding? What? No, that water doesn't make you pudding. Oh, powder. How you do jelly? They got a different kind of box of powder. The shaila is if this is called lisha or not. Why? This lisha is a very interesting lisha. It's oisa maisa bereishis. Normal lisha is I take flour. The water that is mixed with the flour is lisha. How you do pudding? You did pudding once when you were a kid? You take the powder, you put the milk. When you finish to mix it, what is it? It's loose blilo seraka. We said you're allowed to do b'shinui. But when you finish, it's mamash chazak. It's b'lilos rabba. Not only that, b'shmazam al tzad, that's even worse. Kol ha'afkot, all the powders that turn to become food, through you put water, and then it becomes hard. So it's called blila. Milaval, it's called blila. It's called enech hanami. You did it on the day blila raka, but lemaisa it's a blila over. Lemaisa it's a blila over. This is what the Shmir Shabbos holds. Some want to be choylik. So he says, pudding you're not allowed to. Jelly you're not allowed to. He claims that he was more chaylik in pudding and jelly from in pudding. Pudding, he says, he's masking that it's pudding, and it just in the fridge, says the gel, it's mamish nothing. Just they have inside kind of chemicals that turn it to become. Pudding is basically a mix, a little bit cold. There's nothing there that turns it to become. L'maisa, you have to be machmir l'maisa not to do these things in Shabbos. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a very interesting halacha. If a person has to go out in Shabbos, for k'tanim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down Shaila is what is exactly the issue. So it's brought down Mishnah Berurah, it's a chashash lishe. Even though it's not mechaven to lishe, but the water goes into the sand, and mele it's called lishe. So it's a big chiddush. It's a big chiddush that such a thing is called lishe. But we call Makoim, Lemaise, the person has to be makpid is that to know that there's an Isu that is called Meleches Lisha. And when you put things together, this is a Maise Lisha. That's the Shem, we'll be Zeche. Next week will be no Shir. After that, that's the Shem.
What about sugar and coffee? Sugar and coffee.
You're allowed to put it, but if you do a little bit at the beginning, then it's a problem.
I mean, put sugar stops in coffee.
No problem.
If you come with the what about soup now? People like it to be very soft.
They like it very soft? They want it to become like a mush?
Some people like it mummish.
Some people like it soft. But
if you
the one that wants it soft, one that can become shavuot.
Everyone,
right? When they start to stick to each other, he wants them to stick.